Ah, that's Kokomo from the Beach Boys at 21 minutes to 11. And what does that mean? It means that's the introduction to our very special travel segment. And today we're talking travel once again with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. Welcome, Erin. And what topics are we covering today?
Good morning, Colleen. Thanks for having me today. And I thought we'd talk about today all of the different all-inclusive style Club Med holidays that are available worldwide. So I thought, you know, I'd give my opinion and my knowledge and, you know, everything that I've gathered, seeing as though I've recently returned from a Club Med resort at Cheriting Beach in Malaysia that I visited last week with my family and a group of friends, where we celebrated my lovely mum Wendy's special birthday.
How great. So today it's Club Med style holidays, in my opinion, by Erin Beckford.
Yes.
Great. How lovely for you and your family, Erin. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful thought.
Yeah.
I, too, have stayed there at Cheriting Beach in beautiful Malaysia. I mean, a long time ago, Erin, and had a wonderful time. But before we get into talking about our own experiences, can you tell me and our listeners a little bit more about the all-inclusive style holidays as you've experienced firsthand?
Yeah, sure. So, as I was just there last week, I can definitely hand on heart say that they advertise all-inclusive and it is 100% all-inclusive. You know, it's such outstanding value and so reasonably priced that it's a great style holiday for families, couples, groups, just like we did. You know, the belief is, as it is also my belief, that, you know, the holiday should be easy and carefree from the moment that you leave home. So, you know, you want to be able to come home and not have a bill at the end of your holiday.
That's already a good idea.
Already budgeted and already prepaid. You know, so from a wide range of accommodation, kids clubs are all included from 4 to 17 years, all-inclusive dining and available at any time throughout the day, premium open bar. No fewer than 60 different sports and activities are available. Every evening there's entertainment, live music shows, dancing, circus, trapeze. It's a world of endless possibilities. And to sort of break it down a little bit more, the Sun or Club Med Sun Resort that I recently visited has included, as I said, the accommodation, the all-day dining, the open bar, all the activities and sports, entertainment, Wi-Fi, access to pools and beaches, as I mentioned, the kids club, and then at their snow resorts, as well as everything I just said, you've also got your ski lifts and gondola passes for the mountain, group ski lessons and instructors, in-resort ski and snowboard lockers, and also other mountain activities such as Nordic walking and things like that.
Well, that is a lot of inclusions,
yes,
isn't it?
It certainly is.
Incredible. And so let's take a short song break now and all dream of enjoying a pina colada by the pool.
Yes.
Rupert Holmes there and Escape, the pina colada song. And we're talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, and we're talking about Club Med style holidays, Erin's opinion. And I guess there were a few pina coladas there.
Yes, there were. Yes, certainly.
And tell me a little bit about your recent trip to Cheriting Beach for your mum's birthday. Did you get mocked by the monkeys like we did?
We did, certainly, yes.
Well, when I was there, funny story, we were looking out off our veranda and they told us always to lock our doors.
Yeah.
And there was our neighbours at the next unit obviously didn't.
Oh.
And she had her underwear hanging over the rail, and of course the cheeky monkeys came along, grabbed the bras, and there were several, got them and sort of pulled the elastic and made like a slingshot out of them, and they were doing this and leaping from tree to tree and throwing them to each other.
Oh no.
And she was horrified because there's not a shop down the road where you can get some more underwear.
No, there's not.
She's never going to get those back.
No. No, yeah, it was quite funny that, you know, the monkeys it's their forest, so they'll do what they like.
That's right.
But yes, I had a similar encounter with a local monkey at the resort while I was walking back to my room after one of my spa treatments. I had a pina colada in hand,
as
of
you
course.
Do.
Yeah. Not realizing it was monkey time, which for our listeners is the time of day when the monkeys come out of the forest and walk around the roofs of the resort at Cheriting, and it's usually between 3 and 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Anywho, when I was walking back to my room with my cocktail in hand, it had a piece of fruit on the rim of the glass, and I was wondering why I was like the Pied Piper of the monkeys. I had about 6 or 10 monkeys following me along the path and up the stairs to my room, and I actually got a little bit worried, so I tossed the little bit of pineapple, even though there's signs around that says don't feed the monkeys.
Yes.
I defied them and threw my little piece of pineapple, and they all ran off and left me alone after that. So they weren't after me at all, they just wanted the pineapple or the pina colada.
Yes, that's so, what they want is food.
Exactly, yeah. So safe to say I didn't carry any food or drink around the resort with me after that. But I do remember being told when we were checking in that to always make sure that your doors to your rooms are locked, both the balcony and the front door, because these monkeys are so clever. They actually know how to open the door if it's not locked. So you do have to be mindful of that.
They're clever.
Exactly. But I did get involved in a few other fun activities during my stay at Club Med Cheriting, including aqua aerobics every morning, taking a nice nature walk, experiencing the treetop adventure park that they have, and also some really fun quad biking through the rainforest and beach settings. And I also made sure to take advantage of the adults-only Zen area with the beautiful infinity pool that overlooks the pristine Cheriting Beach. And as I mentioned, I also took in a fair few spa treatments. Some other people that were in our group, they took part in the trapeze and circus workshops, which were just amazing. They did some sailing, enjoyed some mountain trekking, and also some cliff rock climbing. But there was never a shortage of things to do. And I was recently describing our holiday to someone and said it was just like being on a cruise holiday, but on land. So, you know, for anybody that is liking that all-inclusive style holiday but doesn't like the swell being on a cruise, this is perfect. It's pretty much a cruise on land. Having everything included, that meant there was no stress or budget concerns while we were enjoying our holiday. You know, so from professional trainers and sports instructors that were ready to help us every day, to world-renowned circus and trapeze shows at night, the most amazing dining experiences I've ever had, and as I said, the open bar, premium drinks available, especially the pina colada cocktails. They were lovely. All in one of the most picturesque locations of Cheriting Beach in Malaysia. You know, so with over 65 properties around the world, both sun and snow, they've been operating for over 60 years. Club Med certainly are onto a really good formula. And I loved that you could do as little or as much as you wanted. And once more, for the crowd, all the pina coladas were included.
Big point.
It doesn't get any better than that in my books.
Well, because it is one of the largest totally all-timber buildings, and
yes,
fits in with the environment. Malaysia and Cheriting Beach is a gorgeous place, and it certainly doesn't get better than that, Erin, pina coladas included. What's something that might surprise our listeners about your holiday?
Yeah, well, you know, I was really taken aback by the extent that Club Med and Cheriting are going to look after the environment. So as you were just mentioning, their buildings, they're all made of locally sourced wood, and it really blends in to the surroundings and the nature around them. And, you know, that's just one of the many things that make it quite evident that they're very forward in ecotourism. They replenish the water in your room rather than give multiple plastic water bottles throughout your stay. Very heavy on recycling. I couldn't even ask for a can of drink because everything came in large bottles, which was replenished, so that eradicates waste. Mm-hmm. and entices recycling. And, you know, there's no plastic bags used for garbage bins or in the boutique and shops. So, you know, they're really taking a big stance around the world, Club Med, in going green and eco-friendly. 71% of their Club Med resorts worldwide are now green global certified for sustainable tourism, which is really important in this day and age in our current environmental climate. So their continued efforts towards sustainable tourism are really industry leading, in my eyes, in my opinion. So it's great to see.
That is great for the environment. Any change anywhere is wonderful, isn't
it? That's right, yeah.
And thank you for today, Erin. I think you've definitely given our listeners some great information and your first-hand knowledge and opinion on the Club Med experience,
yes,
and particularly at Cheriton Beach in Malaysia. And if any of our listeners would like any more information on any type of all-inclusive style holiday or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427. That's 1300 655 427. Or email the station at admin@psrfm.org.au. Simply Google Erin Beckford, and there she is. Thanks for today, Erin, and what can we look forward to our next Talking Travel segment?
Thank you, Colleen. And for our next Talking Travel segment, we will talk about what to pack in your carry-on bag. And that segment will be on Thursday, the 17th of May, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Erin.
Thanks.
It's now 5 minutes to 11 on Port Stephens FM.